Can anyone explain to me why Canadian politicians are borrowing media tactics from O.J. Simpson when it comes to answering questions from Rebel News reporters?
Kevin, what's your question for O.J.?
Hi, good show, dude. My kid Chris was wondering, do you think it was a bigger feat to break 2,000 yards in one season or slice two necks in one night?
I'm having a little trouble, Kevin, hearing you.
This is Mocha Bezergan with Rebel News, and my question is to Mr. O'Toole. Do you think that natural immunity from having COVID and recovering from it should be an exemption under vaccine rules? Are there any other exemptions would you support, like for religious reasons?
I couldn't hear all of the question, but we've been very clear on our approach on vaccines. Vaccines are critically important. They're safe and effective for use. I encourage everyone to get vaccinated. I've been very public in that. We do respect people making their own decisions about their health care.
I'm having a little trouble, Kevin, hearing you.
Question is from Adam Seuss, Rebel News.
Hello. This debate is an insider's club for the political establishment. It banned Maxime Bernier and the People's Party, even though he's ahead of you and the Bloc combined in the polls. It also banned myself and Rebel News from even reporting until the federal court interjected and said that was illegal. You haven't spoke out against this exclusion. Do you think that all voices should be heard in Canada?
I didn't fully hear the question. The sound isn't fantastic.
I'm having a little trouble, Kevin, hearing you.
Quite frankly, I won't call it a media organization, your group of individuals need to take accountability for some of the polarization that we're seeing in this country. And I think Canadians are cluing into the fact that there is a really important decision we take about the kind of country we want to see. And I salute all extraordinary, hardworking journalists that put science and facts at the heart of what they do and ask me tough questions every day, but make sure that they are educating and informing Canadians from a broad range of perspectives, which is the last thing that you guys do.
No, I don't mind. I mean, you know, people can say what if it's negative or what, as long as they're serious about the question they're asking, it's easier to tell a joke, but it don't bother.